Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Jimmy Ward, Aaron Wilson caught up with Jimmy Ward, Texan safety, and asked him about the Stephon Diggs trade. Here is Texan safety Jimmy Ward on his new teammate.
Oh, man, it's going to be pretty cool. You know, he's great talent. Came in his lead, did what he's supposed to do, and I feel like Nico and Nick did a great job by going to get him, making that trade, and I feel like he's going to make our team better.
I did start thinking, Seth, and Jimmy Ward always gets his look in his eye when he gets asked questions. Like
he's got a mischievous look.
He does. Yeah. Like, and he's getting asked about Stephon Diggs, and as Aaron's asking the question, he starts to get a smirk on his face. And my biggest takeaway from Jimmy Ward's first year so far, like my biggest memory of Jimmy Ward from his 1 year, because he missed some time. Like, unfortunately, yeah. Injuries are a memory. The interception against Denver for sure, but the big one for me was how intense he was during practice at training camp. Remember?
Asked
Dalton Schultz, like, going over the middle. And, like, I'm actually getting excited for like maybe a little Stephon Diggs, Jimmy Ward action in training camp going on.
Jimmy Ward is on the teaching tape for the hip drop tackle. That's right. Jimmy Ward is maimed and injured multiple NFL players with a lust for violence that I think is admirable. And he has to be careful on, staying just this side of the right. By the way, that guy that I'm describing to you, Aaron interviewed him as Jimmy was releasing his children's book, Jimmy Ward's Nutritional ABCs.
Yeah.
So this is a... He maims people, but he's also a children's book writer.
He is. There's many sides.
And it all makes sense. He's got an electric personality.
Yes.
So you're saying he got that look in his eyes about Stephon Diggs?
A little bit when he was asked about the trade, and yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was I wonder, Jimmy feels like a guy that can maybe have frank and honest conversations with people, though, too. So that if Steph Diggs was upset about something, Jimmy might be the very guy you want to go talk to him. Not to tell him, like, hey, knock it off or anything, but just to let Stephon Diggs be heard. Bill's teammates have said that sometimes Steph just needs to be heard. So a guy like Jimmy Ward can probably have a good conversation with Steph Diggs and maybe, sometimes calm things down.
I think it's a really good point. I think you're actually right about that. Like, he's, Ward is more, you think of who the captains of the team are, it's a lot of young guys and Jimmy Ward. Like, it's Jalen Petrie, it's CJ Stroud, it's Laremy Tunsil also, but I think Jimmy Ward feels more like the guy you'd send over to talk to Steph than Laremy, probably, I would think. I think it's a good point. We'll see. We'll see how it goes getting Diggs ingratiated into the locker room.
Are you going to read his book?
The children's book? Jimmy Ward's children's book? Why? Do I look like I need nutritional tips? What are you trying to say?
No, it's for active kids.
Oh,
Sean, that's not nutritional tips for sitting at the bar in the afternoon,
dude. Clear liquor as opposed to darker liquor. Yeah,
Jimmy Ward's. That's going to be his next book. Jimmy Ward's tips for middle-aged dudes who have come to a certain understanding of
the reality
of
their situation.
Dude,
that should be my book. I've managed to actually maintain pretty well, still living a lifestyle.
You're pretty active, too.
Yeah. No, I work out every day, man. I work out, and then I go cancel it out right after that. So, to answer your question, I probably will read it because that's the extent of the books I read today. Like, children's book? Yes, right up my alley. Tons of pictures, very few words. I'm in.
I'm sitting here, I'm looking on the Amazon, trying to figure out whether I'll send you the paperback or the hardcover. Big price difference.
Kindle.
They don't have a Kindle version that I see.
Yeah.
They've got $16 for the paperback, $24 for the hardcover.
Oh, you don't have to do the hardcover. Paperback's fine. Paperback's okay, good. Okay. Jimmy Ward.
Hardcover makes it look fancier, though. You got the hardcover book up on your bookshelf behind
The bookshelf or on the coffee table right there. It's very impressive. Yeah. Wow, Sean, is that a kids' nutrition book you have on the coffee table right there? Why, yes.
Do you have grandkids? No. Just... waiting for kids to show up.
Okay, on to the next. Jimmy Ward has already done some business with Stephon Diggs. As we know, Jimmy Ward, if you're looking for jersey number one this year, that is going to be on Stephon Diggs. Jimmy Ward is now number 20. How about that jersey deal you did with Stephon Diggs, Jimmy Ward?
We worked some things out. I feel like he's happy, and 20 was available, so I'm happy. It's a number that I feel like I can make plays in. Well, I feel like I can make plays in anything, but you know what they say. I think Deion said it the best. You look good.
Feel good, play good?
Hold on. Is it look good, feel good, play good?
Yeah, I think that is.
Look good, feel good, play good.
Number
Deion
20
said that. Is that what he said?
No, Deion.
Oh, all right.
Beyonce too, probably.
I don't think Deion came up with it or anything.
Yeah,
I thought maybe Beyonce had a song lyric or something.
Maybe.
That's where you understand what a real Renaissance man he is. He's a man known for his violence on the football field, but he also writes children's books and quotes Beyonce
lyrics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is 20 a good number? Is that a good playmaker's number? 20, that's what Jimmy Ward's going to be wearing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about notable 20s in NFL history.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Natron Means 20? That's good enough for me. Natron Means business.
Big-ass Natron Means?
I don't know if you know of Natron Means. Yeah, Natron Means was 20. I don't know how I pulled that out of my wazoo.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not a numbers guy. I don't know where Natron Means came from in my history of people who have played.
I don't know how your brain works, man. I give up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. Is it that hard to manage and deal with? I apologize.
No, it's not.
Sorry you didn't want Natron Means in your life.
No, it's not hard at all to deal with. It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, wow. That's funny. So there's your Jimmy Ward. Did you see the latest player to use the new anti-love language of the NFL, unfollowing their team on social media?
Is this Brandon Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk, yeah.
Brandon Ayuk unfollows. Well, you know what? I mean, this is – I can't blame him because Deebo Samuel kind of did a lot of the same stuff, did he not? Deebo Samuel went through that entire offseason and training camp just making a stink about stuff, and lo and behold, he ended up getting his contract. And Brandon Ayuk has really taken the mantle from Deebo Samuel and being a more valuable receiver. Mm-hmm. Deebo's very valuable in terms of his ability to do everything and line up in the backfield and all of that. But Brandon Ayuk is more of the go-to guy at receiver. And I think he gets his deal. I think, like, one of the very reasons that the 49ers said goodbye to Eric Armstead and some of the other deals they've had to do to manage their cap situation, it's so they can sign Brandon Ayuk. I'd be really, really surprised if they let him go.
Yeah, I would too. The rumor mill had the Steelers, the Ravens, and a third, quote, mystery team. Ooh. I know, I love the mystery team.
How are Ravens going to do it?
Yeah, I don't know. The Steelers, Ravens, and a mystery team in on Ayuk for trade, but then Ayuk's agent retweeted that rumor and was like, well, you need better sources.
Okay.
Yeah, so the agent, at least outwardly, is downplaying any sort of demand
John,
for a trade.
John Frisella had tweeted, Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade from the 49ers per confirmation from my San Francisco source. And Ryan Williams said, you need better sources.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the original report was as of Sunday morning, the Steelers have been the most aggressive in pursuing a trade for Ayuk, with the Ravens also expressing interest.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many crap reports out there from random Twitter users.
Dude, I can't. Yeah. It sucks, man. It sucks. You have to double check everything these days. It really does suck. Now I will say this. If the Texans had not made the Diggs trade,
right,
you and I would be discussing the likelihood that they are the third mystery team on Brandon Ayuk this morning, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's zero chance they are now, but yeah.
I wonder, yeah, there might also, you never know, there could be like a corresponding, like, I don't know, maybe a Deebo Samuel trade is actually the surprise move.
Ooh.
That ends up happening at some point.
Ooh.
Where they keep Ayuk, but they trade away Samuel.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. We're getting a lot of people texting in. Ed Reed was number 20. Back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Texans legend.
You know what, man,
how could you forget
glad.
All those plays that he made for the Texans?
That's right. Seth? I'm glad that I remembered Natron Means before I remembered Ed Reed. Natron Means, not yet in the Hall of Fame, over Hall of Famer Ed Reed. Yes, I'll take my Natron Means business.
And Hall of Famer Barry Sanders, number 20 as well, a few people point out. How you pulled Natron
Doesn't have
Means.
As punnable a name.
Yeah.
You got to have a punnable name if
it's
you want to live in the Hall of Seth.
Yep.
That's right.
Hall of Seth. Quite the hall it is. Barry Sanders. Brian Dawkins, number 20 as well. All right, Brian Dawkins has a relative listening to the show. So there you go.
Well, Brian Dawkins was a bigger name than Natron Means, too.
For
a longer amount of time.
I think Dawkins is a Hall of Famer, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think he made it in recent years. I think Brian Dawkins made the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken. Someone says Justin Reed. Now, I saw a free agency list for next year where Justin Reed is like the eighth best free agent that's going to be on the market. Like, Justin Reed's had a really, really nice run in Kansas City these last few years. He's been really, really
good. Yeah, he has. Yeah.
He's been really, really good.
The other thing, when it comes to potential players changing teams or what have you,
yeah,
like Tom Brady, I guess, would tie. If Tom Brady were to play this year, does Tampa still have the rights to? They still have his rights, do they not?
I think he was on a one-year deal.
Okay, all right. So he's technically a free agent.
Yeah.
And we all know that we talked about this. Did we talk about this last week when he was on the podcast?
We did.
We played the audio of him when he was on the
Big Shot podcast. Yeah.
What was it?
The
Big Shot. It was
whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. It's a guy whose kid's name is Les. Vic Blends podcast. He said that he wasn't opposed to coming back under the right situation. So now we have odds on exactly who the team would be. The Raiders are the favorites in the clubhouse, followed by the Patriots.
Yes.
Both of them make sense. I went back and I listened to this Vic Blends podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He's a barber. He's like a 25-year-old barber who has people, you know, that he interviews while he's cutting their hair.
Yeah.
He's a Patriots fan growing up. I listened to the entire podcast, or I watched it on YouTube. It was an hour and 5 minutes long, give or take. And in the 65th minute, the very last question of the podcast.
Is that one?
He asked, would you think about coming back? And that's when Brady said that he wouldn't rule it out. I've got two theories. One is either that A, he had just gotten his hair cut, and sometimes you're a little loose and open at the end of a podcast and you say, yeah, anything could happen. Or I'd say three options. B, he might actually be considering it. Or C, he was just trying to put this kid over, because it's not like it's a huge, huge, huge podcast.
Deep Cut Podcast.
The Deep Cut Podcast. Deep,
that makes
Vic
sense.
Lenz.
The barbershop.
Right,
yeah. Deep Cut, yeah.
But that he was just trying to put this kid over. But I think there's a 65% chance Brady comes back and plays.
We may have to go back and listen to it then with that new context around it and see if we feel differently about it. We'll maybe do that a little later on in the show. But the Raiders are the favorite, plus 125. A team that Tom Brady does not have an ownership interest in yet.
Well, not yet. Yeah, that's one of the biggest obstacles it would be, is if they do grant him ownership, then wait a second, can you play for a team other than... Yeah, there's all kinds of legal maneuvering that might bar it.
Mel Kiper and Field Yates did a three-round mock draft with each other. We've canceled Mel Kiper, but Field Yates is knocking at the door of the Pain and Pendergast mock draft season and said, hey, can I get my friend Mel in here? I know you guys canceled him. Fine, Field. If he's with you... We will see who the two of you have the Texans taking with the 42nd overall pick coming up next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.